This is CICK News. After nearly 70 years of tourism promotion and close to three decades of frontline service from one familiar face, the Smithers Visitor Center is entering a new chapter. As of March 31st, the Smithers and District Chamber of Commerce will step back from operating the Visitor Center, a role that it has held for generations, as Tourism Smithers prepares to take over operations. For 28 years, Susan Bundock has been one of the people that visitors first meet when they walk through the doors. She answers questions, offers directions, and often shares long conversations about what makes this community a home. But as tourism has evolved, so too has the role of the visitor center, expanding beyond maps and brochures to include relocation support, economic development referrals, and responding to growing public safety challenges. I sat down with both Susan Bundock and Chamber Executive Director Sheena Miller to talk about how the work has changed over the years and what this transition means for the community moving forward.
Susan Bundock.
Sheena Miller.
Just to start off, how has tourism changed or the community evolved over those 28 years?
Oh, good question. There's lot less publications made, so there's a lot more talking to people about things. Having said that, there's a little bit less visitors that come in because they can't access it online, but they still really, really want something in their hands.
And what about reasons for people coming to Smithers? Like, have you noticed like any trends or any changes that way?
The outdoors. Mostly the outdoors, the hiking and the outdoors activities. In the wintertime, we don't get as many tourists, but it's a similar thing. Lately, it's been a lot of hiking information they've wanted.
What I've experienced over the years that I've been here at the Visitor Center is we support a lot of conversations around investment and specifically around minerals and exploration and around, you know, handing out relocation packages. And, you know, we can be on a call for 45 minutes helping someone find their family doctor and just even understanding the basic services that are here in Smithers. And that will, you know, at the end of the day, contribute to their decision to move here. So the visitor center is so much more than connecting with a tourist. It's, you know, connecting with locals that are relocating here, thinking of moving here. And really, that's the foundational work that we do at the visitor center is we welcome everybody in and we convince them to stay, play, and spend more money in the economy and connect them with services that they might need.
What would people not know that the visitor center does or can help you with?
Well, I would say working here, you have to be a Jill of all trades. So not only do you have to have a pretty strong economic development background and a really strong community services background, but you need to know how to work and manage people. You need to know how to support a conversation that could be escalating where you have vulnerable members of the public come in and they need support. And, you know, right away you're working on de-escalation support to try and help that individual who might be experiencing a crisis. There's so many things like public safety issues that have come to light in the last 6 years, and specifically in February, a few years back after decriminalization, the landscape around the visitor center changed overnight.
Sheena says that new economic and public safety challenges have forced the Smithers Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce to take more proactive steps to protect staff and visitors. There's been a noticeable rise in crime in the area, including multiple break-ins and police reports, particularly at Frozen North and the Chamber Building. As a public facility offering washrooms, warming space, and phone charging, the center has implemented additional safety measures, including panic buttons, CPTED, enhanced safety protocols, and clear procedures for staff working alone. Team members receive training in de-escalation, cultural sensitivity awareness, and the safe handling and disposal of drug paraphernalia. Sheena, who is trained in CPR and carries naloxone, emphasizes that the intent is not to be alarmist, but to ensure staff and visitors feel safe and supported as community-serving organizations adapt to changing public safety realities and service demands.
And then suddenly we were impacted with a lot of public safety issues regularly throughout the week. And we're talking about overdoses to, you know, people that are on substances coming in here. And so then it turns to trying to provide a safe environment for our staff and for the other visitors that are coming in simultaneously.
Would you say hospitality is kind of first?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. It's just showing that you're interested. And I mean, sometimes the conversations obviously run a little bit long, but then you find out really neat information about people.
What about when someone comes in and they say, I'm new here, what should I do? What's kind of your favorite go-to answer?
You have to try and find out their interests, and sometimes that is tough, but you just have to ask lots of questions. And sometimes you just start with the basics that we have here, like the Driftwood Canyon and the Twin Falls kind of thing, and then go from there.
Our team has delivered really strong business referrals, again, the relocation support, and we deliver really high impact visitor and resident ambassador services. We will do whatever it takes to serve our visitors and our locals. And if that means driving them to the airport in all the time period where we had no taxis, we would do that on our break. We would close the door, use our lunch break, drive people to the airport. You know, we store people's luggage in here. We let people charge their chargers in here. We're making people cups of soup to warm up. Like, it's so much more than just a visitor center. It's, again, we're the frontline ambassadors for the community.
Sheena says the visitor center takes its role seriously, not just supporting the local economy, but serving as a regional hub for all of Northern BC. As an official visitor center, staff need in-depth knowledge of the entire region, helping travelers to plan routes, book BC ferries, and navigate trips from Prince Rupert to Haida Gwaii. While some visitors stop in briefly, others spend hours getting full trip planning support. She says the center acts as a high-level concierge and a public resource for all of northwestern BC.
Initiatives have started here that take place, like initiatives, Smithers Vibe, Frozen North, those take place here.
So Frozen North is going to have a new future. We're not sure what it's going to look like right now, but we're hoping we'll find a new property to have Frozen North stay permanently at. It's an incredible circular economy, nonprofit, business program, entrepreneur program for students, mm-hmm. and it can employ between 4 to 6 youth. So we really want to keep that program active and supported. So we're hoping that we'll find another solution in another location for it. Yeah. And the Smithers Vibe program, which started by the Chamber of Commerce many, many years ago, maybe 20 to 30 years ago. Yeah. It's one of our premier kind of marketing promotional programs. And that program's going to move with the Chamber, and we're going to keep that program moving forward. And it's really about showing the highlights and the passion of the greater community and the business network. So mm-hmm. that program will continue, and we're just looking at reshaping that. And the silver lining about a new direction from the Visitor Center is that we can focus new energies into these programs and to different things.
So on March 31st, what will occur during this transition, and I guess how will members of the Chamber still be able to be in contact and also for visitors to Smither? What's that transition going to look like?
Well, the immediate transition is we're establishing a new office space at Community Futures. So we're going to take a little bit of time to kind of go through our strategic planning that we've been working on and kind of look at our core Chamber value proposition. And so we'll have about probably a 2-week period where our services will be slightly disrupted.
The Chamber will be scaling back its involvement on committees to focus on major projects ahead, including the Business Awards, an Industry for Impact event, and upcoming summer student programs. At the same time, they're packing up decades of history, relocating storage, and moving out of an office that they've occupied for decades. Despite the transition and the workload, Sheena says the public shouldn't see any disruption in visitor services, with the same level of service continuing through March 31st.
Susan, you brought actually some old newspaper clippings.
Right. It shows that the Chamber of Commerce has been in the tourism or run a visitor center for close to 70 years. It was hard to tell whether we actually ran the visitor center, but we definitely did tourism promotions and things like that.
So looking back on 70 years, I mean, that's a legacy. What does the future look like for the visitor center and for the Chamber?
Well, the Visitor Center will be, Tourism Smithers will be running the Visitor Center. So hopefully it'll be, you know, just as successful as we have been with it. And the people have just as much fun as I've had with it over the last 28 years. But yeah, and then the Chamber is, like Sheena said, is evolving to being more membership activities and driven. Yeah, it's all going to be a work in progress, I guess.
You know, at the heart of this work, Susan Bundock has been doing this for 28 years. And her contribution to our local and regional economy and her knowledge, her deep oracle knowledge of this community is completely irreplaceable and can't be overstated. And so I just wanted to share that it's, you know, when you work in the public sector in a nonprofit for 28 years, that's absolutely incredible and impressive because, as we all know, these aren't the highest paying jobs and they're hard to fill. Yeah. And you have to have passion. You have to be called to serve. You have to really, really care. And so we are, you know, we are finding this to be an emotional transition. We hope that the level of commitment and intensity and passion we've provided continues on, that legacy continues in this building. And, you know, for the Chamber, we're just excited to see where our new energy will go and how we can best support the community. And we're membership driven, so we evolve around the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's talking to all the different tourists from all over the world and having the conversations with them. And the amount of and the length of conversations I have has evolved because at first you're a little, you know, new at the job and things like that. But as you go, you get more comfortable doing it. And like even a guy yesterday, he'd moved to Smithers. And so we just had this conversation about his old property, new property, and what they're going to look forward to while they live here and things like that. So, and like I said, the guy with the traveling with his wife, Sashes, and yeah, there's, you know, so many things like, you know, all the European tourists that think they can just, you can tell them exactly where they're going to see a bear,
yeah,
and things like that. Yeah. It's been fun and interesting.
Between Susan and myself, we represent more than, you know, about 55, 60 years of combined experience in visitor services, tourism, economic development, and destination building. And it's just, again, a real depth of work, foundational community work that's invisible, but deeply impactful. And these have been some of the best years of my career life, being surrounded by incredible people that we've met here and our incredible locals. We will really miss the people that we've gotten mm-hmm. to meet, the incredible people. But again, we'll put our energy into, you know, connecting with our locals and keeping all the chamber services alive.
I remember one of the previous chamber managers, his name was Brian, and he had a conversation with a couple. They had no intention of moving here. And after speaking to him, and he had his passion for Smithers, they came back in and said they would bought property and were moving here. You know, and that was not an intentional, that was a visitor services he was providing. Mm-hmm. And it ended up with these people moving to Smithers.
And people know they can come in here any time of the year to get support from us. Mm-hmm. And that stands true for, you know, just moving offices. The service is going to continue. Like, we're going to help people however we can with whatever they need, because that's what chambers do. They fill gaps, they bridge gaps, and they support service.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.